Good morning. It's March 18th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking display of digital currency fervor, the Solana blockchain has shattered records, pushing on-chain volumes and fees to unprecedented heights. With a staggering $3.79 billion in volume last Friday, and fees reaching new all-time highs, the platform is riding the wave of memecoin mania, signaling a significant shift in the crypto landscape. The surge in activity is not just about numbers, it's about the people flocking to Solana. Active and new addresses on the blockchain have surged, reaching levels not observed since 2022. This uptick in engagement is a clear indicator of the growing interest and investment in the platform, spurred by the launch of new tokens and pre-sales. Among these, the Book of Meme, B-O-M-E, stands out, with its value skyrocketing by 243% in just 24 hours and achieving a 2,500% gain over 7 days following its listing on Binance. However, the meteoric rise of BOME and other memecoins on Solana, while impressive, comes with a note of caution. The pattern of rapid initial growth is typical for memecoins, but their long-term sustainability remains a question, heavily influenced by broader market trends. Furthermore, amidst the excitement, some pre-sales have been marred by accusations of scams, reminding investors of the importance of due diligence. The memecoin trading frenzy has propelled other Solana-based memecoins like Dogwifat and BONK to significant trading volumes, with the decentralized exchange aggregator Jupiter even surpassing Uniswap V3's Ethereum DEX in 24-hour volume. This surge in trading activity has also pushed Solana's market capitalization to a new all-time high on March 15th, with SOL trading around $193. As the landscape evolves, new players like PENG are emerging, aiming for high-profile listings and strategic partnerships, underscored by a dedicated community. This speculative nature of the market offers both opportunities and challenges, highlighting the importance of thorough research for investors. Amidst the gains of meme coins like SHIB, DOGE, PEPE, WIF, and BONK during this bull cycle, the Solana blockchain's journey underscores the dynamic and unpredictable nature of the cryptocurrency market. In a dramatic turn of events that shook the cryptocurrency world, the collapse of the FTX exchange in 2022 not only made headlines but also led to significant financial turmoil for a wide array of investors, from NFL stars to ordinary families. This story delves into the aftermath of a disaster that left a trail of financial destruction and the ongoing efforts to rectify the damage. The FTX platform, once a titan in the cryptocurrency exchange arena, crumbled, leaving a diverse group of investors in distress. High-profile figures like NFL quarterback Tom Brady and prestigious venture capital firms such as Sequoia Capital found themselves among the victims. However, the impact extended far beyond the wealthy, hitting smaller investors and families who lost their life savings, highlighting the wide-reaching consequences of the collapse. The legal repercussions for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, are severe. Prosecutors are advocating for a prison sentence ranging from 40 to 50 years, attributing the massive financial losses to his actions, which they claim victimized tens of thousands of individuals and companies. The scale of the financial hole left by the collapse is staggering, with bankruptcy filings indicating that FTX could owe money to approximately 1 million creditors, facing a $9.5 billion shortfall in crypto and cash needed to repay customers. In a glimmer of hope for those affected, lawyers for FTX's debtors announced in February that there is an expectation of full restitution for customers and creditors. This announcement marks a significant step towards addressing the financial devastation endured by many. For those who have suffered losses due to the FTX collapse, there's an invitation to share their story with reporter Lloyd Lee, providing an avenue for the voices of the victims to be heard. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, Binance CEO Richard Teng's optimistic outlook on Bitcoin's future price has caught the attention of many. Predicting a surge above $80,000 by the end of the year, Teng's confidence is rooted in the increasing institutional investments in crypto-backed exchange-traded funds, ETFs, setting the stage for a volatile yet promising rally in the Bitcoin market. Teng's bullish stance is further supported by survey results, anticipating Bitcoin to reach a staggering $120,000 by the end of year 2024. This optimism follows the recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S., a milestone that has already propelled Bitcoin to an all-time high of $73,750. The introduction of Bitcoin ETFs has not only led to significant price increases, but also to relentless investment inflows, indicating a robust growth trajectory for the cryptocurrency. Advocating for widespread crypto adoption, Teng emphasizes the importance of developing regulatory frameworks. He believes that clear regulations will instill trust within the community and pave the way for mass adoption. However, amidst this optimism, there are voices of caution. Bank of America's Michael Hartnett warns of potential market bubbles, pointing to signs of irrational exuberance in asset prices. Acknowledging Bitcoin's inherent volatility, Teng remains hopeful about its growth potential, but advises investors to prepare for a wild ride, emphasizing the unpredictable nature of the market. In the digital age, the Asia-Pacific region is setting the pace for the future of Web3, with strategic moves that are catching the world's attention. It's a region where innovation meets regulation, creating a fertile ground for the growth of blockchain technology and the crypto economy. At the heart of this transformation are key players like Singapore, Hong Kong, and Japan. These jurisdictions aren't just adopting blockchain technology, they're pioneering regulatory frameworks designed to foster trust and security within the crypto landscape. This proactive approach is critical in a domain where the balance between innovation and consumer protection is delicate. The driving force behind this surge in Web3 innovation is the region's digital native population. Highly skilled and technologically adept, these individuals are projected to spend a staggering $126.9 billion by 2026. This expenditure is not just a number, it's a testament to the potential revolutionary economic impacts and the birth of new technologies and services that could redefine global markets. What sets the Asia-Pacific region apart in the global Web3 arena is a unique blend of technological expertise, regulatory foresight, and a booming digital economy. This combination is not only propelling the region to the forefront of blockchain innovation, but is also positioning it as a beacon for the rest of the world to follow. With such a convergence of factors, APAC is undeniably poised to lead the charge in the global advancement of Web3 technologies, marking a new chapter in the digital revolution. In a year marked by significant recovery in the cryptocurrency market, South Korea has emerged as a notable player, securing the 8th position globally in cryptocurrency profits. This story unfolds within a broader context, where investors worldwide have amassed a staggering $37.6 billion in gains, showcasing the resilience and potential of the digital asset space despite previous downturns. The United States leads the charge in this financial renaissance, topping the list of countries with the highest cryptocurrency gains. It's followed by a diverse group including the UK, Vietnam, China, Indonesia, India, Russia, and then South Korea. Notably, Chinese investors have seen a remarkable turnaround, with over $1 billion in gains, ranking them fourth globally behind the US, UK, and Vietnam. This marks a significant recovery from the lows of 2022, although still shy of the dizzying heights reached during the 2021 bull market. The analytics firm Chainalysis casts a hopeful gaze towards 2024, buoyed by the trends observed in 2023. They suggest that if current trends persist, including the regulatory approval of Bitcoin ETFs, the cryptocurrency market could experience gains mirroring those of the 2021 bull market. Adding to this optimistic forecast, Bitcoin has already set new all-time highs in 2024, hinting at a potential repeat of the substantial gains seen during the peak of 2021's market. This analysis not only highlights the dynamic nature of the cryptocurrency market, but also underscores the growing acceptance and integration of digital assets into the broader financial landscape. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.